Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Kuf He. And the last thing that we learned is that Ula held that you only need to say a Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, and you don't need to be Chosein. At least that's the way Tosfos learned. The Rashbam learned you don't even have to add anything. All you have to do is say that first opening. But that's very difficult to fit into the sugya. But we're up to Rav Chananya Bar Shlemiah, the Talmid HaDirav, Abayasvei B'Seudata. It's another one of those stories of the poor Talmid HaDirav who make the mistake of having too big of a person being the waiter. So they always end up corrected by the waiter. This time, they really chose the wrong guy. And it was the turn of Rav Hamnuna Sava, one of the greatest of the greats, often brought in the Zohar. So anyway, so they said to him, they were sitting together, and they had been eating. They had started eating in the afternoon, the Tera, according to most of the Mefarshim. And they were eating. It was getting late on Friday, and they wanted to know whether it was time to make Kiddush, because they held that they would need to be Oker the Su'uda, and then they would need to make Kiddush, and then they could make a new meal for Shabbos. And so they said to him, go outside, take a look and see whether it's already Shkia. So Zilchazi Mekadish Yuma. So if you come back and tell us, then what we'll do is we'll be Oker the Su'uda, and we'll be Mekabel Shabbos, and we'll make the Su'uda now, a Su'uda L'chvod Shabbos. So we'll say Birkas HaMosen and the whole business. And apparently they were going Aliv the Rabbi Yehuda. Amalus, Rav Hamnuna Sava told them, this is now, it's all ridiculous. Lo tzrichito. You certainly are not going to have to go ahead and be Oker the Su'uda, and then say Birkat HaMosen, and then make Kiddush. You don't need to do any of that. Because the halacha is that Shabbata kav'a l'nafsha. Basically, the Shabbos is going to be Koveya itself. And since the Shabbos is Koveya itself, and we know that Shabbos creates the sense of kviyut of a Su'uda, as we're going to find out in terms of the dinim of Ma'aser, and you're all Talmidim of Rav. And Rav obviously held that the halacha is that you don't need to be oiker the shulchan. Because Rav said, Kishem Shabbat kovaat ma'aser, kach Shabbat kovaat l'kiddush. If somebody was eating ma'aser, and he was eating it as a su'udat arai, he's allowed to eat without taking off ma'aser, if it's something that hasn't really been completed malachta l'ma'aser, then there's no problem. However, he can't do it on Shabbos. Why? Because eating anything on Shabbos, the chashivut of Shabbos itself, makes it as if it's a su'uda that is kavua. You're not allowed to eat it except as a su'udas arai. But Rav points out that if that's the case, it means that Shabbat creates a sense of the kviyut of the su'uda, even though you had no intention of making that kviyut. So because of that, all you needed to do, really, is once it gets basically, it's a question over here what we're talking about, whether at the end of Ben Hashmoshes or whether we're talking about at Shkia. And this is a big machlokas, how to learn the sugya over here. But according to the Rashbam, basically, the question was that they thought that the halacha was going to leave the Rabbi Yehuda. And he came along and he told them, but Rav says that all you need to do is to follow Shmuel. And Shmuel says that all you need to do is to be Peres Ma'apu Mekadesh. And there's no need to end the Shabbos, the pre-Shabbos meal, and start a completely new meal, because that's Shmuel Paskins before. This is the way that the Rashbam learns, which is very pashut. Okay, there's others who make things a little bit more problematic. And the question over here, according to that, would be what creates the halacha of Shmuel? That there was never any question, and the law is like Shmuel, the question is whether you go according to the Zman of the Shkia, or whether you go according to the Zman of Tzeza Kochavmi. But anyway, it's learned like the Rashbam, and it's the same, therefore, as eating Meiser. So they thought, the Talmid HaDirav, who heard this halacha from their Rebbe, through Rav Hamnuna Sava, so they thought that what this means is that Ki Hecha Dekavala Kiddush, Kach Kav'a Lahavdala. So they understood that the meaning was that in the same way that the Shabbos gives a din of a kviyas of su'uda of Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, so then that would mean that the end of Shabbos defines the meal that you are eating as a su'uda of chol. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to continue eating because you would have had to make Havdalah. And because of that, they thought that if that's the case, if you were eating a long Su'udah Shlishit, you would have to stop eating your Su'udah Shlishit because you cannot pretend that this is a continuation of your Su'udah Shlishit. In the same way that nothing that you're thinking will allow your Erev Shabbos meal to be the meal that is not for Shabbos, so too you cannot pretend that your Mitzray Shabbos meal is a meal that is not for Chol, because Shabbos is a reality and it defines the Kviyas of the Su'udah. Omar Lehu Rav Amram, it's not true, because Rav himself made a difference. And he said, the Kiddush Kovat, Shabbos is Koveya, the Chashivas of the Su'udah for Kiddush. And therefore, when you're Poris Mapa and you're Mekadesh, your Su'udah is a Su'udah Shabbat without a need to break and take everything off the table and start all over again. But when it comes to Havdalah, it is not Koveya Havdalah, because Lamaisa, it is definitely a continued Kovet Shabbos to continue to eat the Su'udah Shlishis that you were Koveya for the Kovet of Shabbos. So the fact that you want to be Malava Shabbos as much as possible, why would that be considered to be a Su'udah that is post-Shabbos? On the contrary, that is the reason why Shabbos would not cut off the last Tefillah, the last Kiddush, the last Su'udah Shabbos. Sorry. Now, this means that Shabbos is not koveya in terms of breaking up a meal if you've been eating Su'udah Shlishit. It does not mean that the end of Shabbos can be arbitrarily defined by you as, well, let's make Shabbos, we'll make Mitzray Shabbos later this week, and we'll have a late Su'udah Shlishit. So even though now it's after Shkia, but you say, yeah, but we don't want to finish Shabbos, so let's start eating Su'udah Shlishit. No, that's not what we were saying. We were saying that the chashivut of the Su'udah on Shabbos extends through Mitzray Shabbos as well. But certainly, once it's time for post-Shabbos, you can't now arbitrarily create a Su'udah, which is really a Su'udah Schol, and call it a Su'udah Shabbos. This is the reason that we're always careful to start a Su'udah Shlishit during the time that it's still considered to be Shabbos. So it's only for Mifsak that we don't stop a Su'udah that we're in the middle of. Aval Atchule Lo Matchalino, we certainly do not begin a new Su'udah until we said Avdola. Not only that, this halacha that you don't interrupt, that's only if you're mamish eating. If you're not eating, you're just drinking. Av b'shtia, if you're just drinking, then you have to be mafsik, because it's not considered to be a kviyut of a chashuva, a suda chashuva, just to be drinking. And because of that, you have to stop and you have to make Havdalah. As you know, we'll go over this when we go over the halacha, but there's many different shitas of what's considered to be achila, whether it's considered to be only pot, or whether it's even if it's mizonas, and others hold even if it's less than mizonas, even if it's spared, all of that, we'll discuss Bezrat Hashem. Now, when we're talking about shtia, even for that, when we said that, it's lo amrin ala b'chamra v'shichra, we said on the other side that if you are drinking, you're going to have to stop drinking. But that's only if what you're drinking has some chashivas. So, like, you can't drink wine. Let's say you can't drink beer. But if it's after the Zman of Su'udah Shlishit, and you're not in the middle of your Su'udah Shlishit, and all you want to do is drink some water, that's not a problem. Avomaya letlanba, and you would be allowed to drink even before Havdalah. But this business about saying you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah is definitely not true, Alib Ravuna, because once Ravuna saw a guy that took a drink of water before Havdalah, and he said to him, hey man, you're not worried about dropping dead from Askara? Askara's like, you choked to death, basically, you know? Because, I mean, I know the Braita from Rabbi Akiva, you know? Tanim Shmei Rabbi Akiva. Kola to'im klum kodem she'afto. Anybody who start, even if he just wants to drink something before he says Havdalah, mitatoba askara. The way that he'll die is through askara. Okay? The truth is, though, that even though that's what Rav Huna said and that it's not true halacha, however, the Rabbanan Derei Rav Ashi were not makbid on drinking this water before Havdalah. They understood that, even that. It's not that they argued on what Rabbi Akiva said, but they assumed that that's talking about some kind of real drink, you know, like a little bit of Belgian beer, you know, together with the Rebbe, that's considered to be a kvias. But just to have like a cup of water, come on, you call that drink? That's not drink at all. So, bo mine ravina, again, we'll discuss all of this when we get to the halach of Bezrat Hashem. Bo mine ravina, Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak. Mi shalo kidesh be'erev Shabbat. I have another question. Suppose you didn't say Kiddush on Friday night. So would you be allowed to be Mekadesh? Mao shekadesh ve'oleich kol yom kulo. Would it be possible to like say a Kiddush later, like during the day? Would you say over the Kiddush Hayom, the full Kiddush? Or is like it's overs? If you don't say the Kiddush at the time of the beginning of Shabbos, you can't say it during the day of Shabbos. Omar Lei, so Nachman Yitzchak said to him, look, as you know, Kiddush and Avdolah are mirror images of the single chiyuv of Zechoras Yom HaShabbos, which is essentially that there's supposed to be a havdolah between Shabbos and Chol. So we know from what Rabbeinu Rabbi Chiya said is that somebody who did not say havdolah on Mishray Shabbos, they are allowed to be mavdil vahelech kol haShabbat kulo. You could say havdolah anytime during the week, which we'll see doesn't mean anytime during the week. It means anytime during the week that is nigrar after Shabbos, which is the first 3 days of the week. But in any event, if you're allowed to say, and of course, when you're in Finland, like our kapitan, sometimes you just can't stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning to say havdolah, you know. So you got to say havdolah on the next day. So he says, okay, you could do that. But if that's the case, so then it means that the concept of the division that we call the discrimination, which is the meaning of Kiddush and Avdolah, that does not have to be like a line. It's not like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's, the Kiddush of Shabbos was at that instant. It means that at one point, while it's not too late, you should acknowledge the fact that that change happened. So fine. So then if you're allowed to say Avdolah on Monday, you're allowed to say Avdolah on Tuesday, then you should allow to be saying Kiddush on Shabbos in the day. It follows from the same logic. And if that's the case, Hachinami, Mi Shelo Kidesh Berav Shabbat, Mikadesh Valech Kol Yom Kulo, that would mean that you are allowed to say the Kiddush at any time. Eisvei. So asks the Gemara from a Braita that says, not like that. Lele Shabbat Velele Yom Tov, Yeshlem Kiddush Alakos, V'yeshlem Askarabi Birkat HaMazon. Look, if it's the nighttime, so it's like a Friday night, and it's the night of Yantiv, so then you make Kiddush, a full Kiddush, and then if you're making a Birkat HaMazon, either you say Ritzeh or you say Yalav Yavo, but Shabbos and Yantiv in the daytime do not have any Kedusha Alakos, meaning all you do is say Baruch Pri HaGefen, but there's no Kiddush, there's no Baruch of Kiddush, even though they do have Askara Birkat HaMazon, and even in the daytime, you would say Ritzeh and you would say Yalav Yavo. Now, the problem is, says Ravina, that if you really think that you're right in saying that you can make Kiddush anytime during the day on Shabbos, so then that Bryce is not really telling us the halacha as it is, because then you could have a Kiddush on Shabbos v'yantav, because Shabbos v'yantav nami, in the event that you didn't make Kiddush at night, so then mashkachat lo, I mean, it's certainly possible that there would be a Kiddush, Yeshwen Kiddush Alakos. Like, why would the Braita make this decisive statement, you know? There's no such thing as Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. I mean, there is, in the event, the Elo Kaddish Miurta, if he hadn't said Kiddush at night. So then he would be Makaddish. Or Marley said, Braises don't talk about what if, you know? That's the old grandmother trolley car issue. But it's telling you what the din is. Okay, so it's saying that the din is, the kvias of the din is that there is no Kiddush on Shabbos. I mean, go tell me a guy who missed, you know, the whole night for Kiddush and so on. Okay, we're talking about what if. Eitve. All right, so I got another Braise for you. It says like this. Kvod yom uchvod laima. You only have enough wine or enough delicious cake for one meal. Okay, which one should you do? The one for the nighttime meal, the Friday night meal, or the Shabbos day meal? So which one is the one that you should enjoy the most? The din is the kvod yom is kodim. It's actually the daytime meal that is more chashev. What about if you only have one kos of wine And then if you're going to save it for the meal, you're going to end up not being able to make Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. Then Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom. That Kiddush Hayom does not mean the daytime Kiddush, because we said there is no daytime Kiddush. You say in it the Kiddush of Yom HaShabbos, meaning the Kiddush at the night. So even though you're not going to have wine for the next day, and didn't you say that the Kovod Laila is less harsher than Kovod Yom? Yes, but that's the meal, the Kovod of the meal. But the Kiddush Hayom, again, don't get confused. The word of the Yom, when it comes over in the Kiddush, means the Kiddush of the Kaddish Yom HaShabbos, Vayikatsheyu, meaning at night, is more choshev than the kovod of the Yom. This means literally the Yom of the meal during the day. It's a little bit confusing, the language. Ve'im ita. Now, here's my problem with this for your psak. Because what you said is, I mean, that if you didn't say Kiddush, then on Friday night, you could say Kiddush during the day. So, I mean, if you could say Kiddush during the day, then really, you'd be able to be kind of both things. Why miss Kiddush? Why miss, rather, the Kovod Hayom? Miss Kiddush, make your meal on Shabbos, and say the Kiddush at the Shabbos. Because you said if you don't say Kiddush at night, you could say Kiddush in the day. And basically, you don't have the wine to say Kiddush at night right now, right? Because you're supposed to be saving the wine for the Iker Kovod, which is the Kovod of the Suda in the daytime. So at least like this, if you'll make the Kiddush for the Suda in the daytime, you'll have both. You'll be Yotze your Kiddush. I mean, albeit not at the right time on Friday night, but you'll be Yotze Kiddush according to you. And you'll be doing the Lechatchila of having the wine for the Kovod Hayom. Doesn't that make more sense? So why not lishbeke ad lemachar? Wait, don't make Kiddush tonight. Keep your single cup of wine for tomorrow. That way you can do both. You could have your cake and eat it too. You'll be able to have your simcha of yayin in the daytime and be mechabed esuras hayom. And according to you, you're still going to be yotzei to Kiddush, right? On my lay, Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak said, no, this doesn't prove anything. Because you can't say that, isn't it better to be able to do both. It's not true. Because the whole point over here is that the chashivas of the Kiddush Hayom is more important than the Kovod Hayom, meaning the Kovod of the daytime meal. And by definition, the Kiddush Hayom, its chashivas comes partially from its chavivas, and the chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata. The point is that a mitzvah has a special time. This we discussed this before, that even though l'maisa there would be no problem in being able to be makriv all of the emurei Shabbat on mitzvah Shabbat, because it's certainly kosher the whole night, we burn them on Shabbos, which is crazy. Why should we burn them on Shabbos? And that's what it says. It says olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. So in other words, there's an inyan that on Shabbos itself, you should do the mitzvah. Why? We should be mechallel Shabbos. We don't need to be mechallel Shabbos. So remember, we learned that from there, that the din, we learned this way back in the middle of the Masechet, that the din is that therefore chaviva mitzvah b'shata. And therefore, the same thing is true over here. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. It tells us that you don't say such a cheshbon, let's put it off. There's no such thing as putting it off. This is its chashivas. What? I didn't know that. I thought chaviva mitzvah b'shaita only is true about the mitzvah, not about the bracha on the mitzvah. I mean, basically, look, I mean, the mitzvah itself, as far as the Kiddush is concerned, I mean, everybody said Kiddush in shul, meaning not Kiddush on wine, but they made the mitzvah of Kiddush when they said vayichulu. And they said that in tefillah. That was the tefillah's harvest. Then they come home. So you're telling me, okay, but now you have a chiyuv of the brocha, of Kiddush, and so on. Where does it say that there's an inyan of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita just on a brocha? Maybe it's really only on the asiyah of a mitzvah. Umi amrina chaviva mitzvah b'shaita when it comes only to when to say a brocha? Doesn't it say in a braita? Remember, we had this before. Hanichmas v'beito b'motzei Shabbat. Remember, so someone is coming in on Mitzvah Shabbos. We spoke about the case where the guy doesn't have enough wine, both for Havdolah and for Birkat HaMazon. So what was the halacha over there? So we learned that Mevarech ala Yayin, v'ala Ma'or, v'ala Pesamim, and as we spoke over there, the Omach Lokas with Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and Alibet Rebbe Yehuda, Alibet Rebbe Meir, and the Seder is first Ma'or, and then Pesamim, if you're going Alibet to Beit Shammai. Okay, but that's not the part that interests us. What's important to us is the last piece, that in the end, You say Havdalah, obviously, ala kos, but what if you only have one kos? Imeino ela kos echad. You wait until you eat your Malava Malka. And then you say Birkat HaMazon. How could you do that? I thought, according to you, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And here it says, Mishalshalim Kulam L'Acharav. Say all of those mitzvahs on the same time after Birkat HaMazon and wait until you can be Mekayim everything. And you're telling me, no, you're not allowed to wait. You can't put it off till tomorrow morning, so how come over here you're putting it off till after the Birkat HaMazon? Why don't we say, according to you, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata? And here we specifically did not say that. Isn't that the whole point? Omar Lei, look, man, now, there's two ways of understanding this Gemara, and they're very, very different. One of these, the approach is that what Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak answers him is, you're talking to the wrong guy because, look, I'm not saying things on my own over here. I'm simply telling you over things the way they've been kavua in the Beis HaMedrash. And you know, like coming to me and start asking questions on me is not asking questions on me, okay? So you're going to the wrong person. The other approach is just the opposite, that I'm the last person in the world you want to argue with, you idiot. Because I know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you've got a problem, ask me why. Don't ask me what. Because believe me, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so these are two very different ways of understanding the sugya. So the pashtus is, Amar Leh, Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, look, when I told you this din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, I'm not a guy, ana lo chakima, ana, listen, I'm not like, the big Talmud Chacham that makes up these things. You think, I'm just telling you over things that I learned, you know. Listen, I don't like, put my neshama up there in the Shamayim and tell you that Eliyahu HaNavi told me anything. I'm just a simple guy. Lo Yechidan, I'm not the kind of guy that reports things from one source that I believe happens to be a reliable guy. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take it on myself to do that. And if I'm telling you something, I'm telling you like what is basically the accepted normative approach. I'm a gamrana, visadrana ana. I'm just a guy learning in the yeshiva. I learn my Gemara, and I always say over what it is that I learned in front of my Rebbe, and I review it and make sure that I got it right. And this is what I was mekabel. V'chein morin bebei midrasha kevati. And this is the way they teach it in the Beis HaMedrash. So when you're coming to me, don't come and attack me. I mean, it's not personal, you understand? This has nothing to do with, asking questions on me. So that is one approach. Now, there's a obviously, as I mentioned to you, there's a completely, completely different approach. And this is what the alternative is that, look, I am the guy that is exactly the opposite, which is that I'm not somebody that's a Talmud Chacham who like says things from kach nearly midaiti. I'm not that kind of person to say things that I just figure out because it appears to be that way, you know? And I'm not a guy that learned stam. Okay, I picked up halacha, in yeshiva. I am somebody that worked out the whole thing, you understand? I am a sadrana. I took it upon myself to be koveya, all of the halachas of these brachas, and I put them into order. I basically am the author of the Shulchan Aruch, you understand? So I'm the wrong guy to argue with. Now, if you're asking me what the explanation is, I'll be happy to tell you. But I will not tolerate any dissent. Okay, so it's very much a little, it's the same idea, but very much a difference in tonalities anyway. So if you want to know what the answer is, I'll tell you. The answer is that shiny lon beni yula yuma la puke yuma. There's no comparison between putting off something after Shabbos and needing to put off something at the beginning of Shabbos. You never put off the beginning of Shabbos because over there, indeed, it's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Now, you're going to tell me Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita for Avdolah? What, are you crazy? The longer we have Shabbos, the happier we are. What's Chaviv about that? Don't you want to show Shabbos how wonderful it is and that you're enjoying every minute? So if you have some kind of excuse to put it off, so put it off. That's the point. Okay, so if you're going to need the codes for Birkat HaMazon. Ah, great. So now I don't have to say Avdolah. Now we can be more Mechaber Shabbos and worry about Avdolah some other time. Okay, so then that's obviously the difference before. So Ayula Yuma, when it comes to saying the Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, so Kokama de Magdamina Layodif, the faster we get to it, the more we're showing the Chavivas of Shabbos to us, and because of that, of course, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, B'Chavavinan Lay. Because you're showing a greater chavivus to Shabbos Gufa by being marked in the Kiddush. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Afuka Yuma, over there, it's obviously the exact opposite, because over there, we're trying to make it as long as possible. Well, you want it to look like you're trying to get out of Shabbos as quickly as you can? On the contrary. Take your time. What's the rush? You have a long meal. It's fine. Want to make the Avdolah after Birkas HaMazon? Also fine. Anyway, but now that we said over that Braita, we talked about this Braita before, but wasn't in the context of learning out all the dinim of brochas from. And once we got over here to Arvei Pesachim, over there, remember, as we saw, we're utilizing the dinim of the Seder Shel Pesach, just like we utilized all the other elements of Pesach, to be sort of a model for all of the dinim that were nogea, whether it's in terms of Yisurei Achila, or in terms of Yisurei Anah, or in terms of dinim of Tumah V'Taira, and so on. And when we get finally to Arvei Pesachim, we utilize the dinim of all of the things that we do at the Seder, which is really quite complex and involve us in all kind of shilas, as we'll see, about a brocha, brocha rishonen, brocha achronen, hesach hadas, and brocha shena tzricha, and so on and so forth. And obviously, in the Iker mitzvahs of Kiddush v'Avdolah, as we pointed out at the beginning, remember that the Rambam makes the fundamental comparison of all the dinim of Pesach, that they're learnt out, the dinim of the Seder are learnt out from that one word, Zachor et Hayom Hazeh. And he says, Beferish, Kimo Shenemar Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, which means in the same way that Pesach is called Mimochorat HaShabbat, it's referred to as a Shabbat, the dinim of the mitzvah of Havdolah and Kiddush, this is the place where, surprisingly, we learn out the Iker dinim of all of those things in a mitzvah and kedim and so on and so forth. So Shema Amina, therefore, we wait until this parak to point out all of the various dinim that we can derive from this braita. There's eight separate points that we can learn out from this braita. First of all, Shema Amina, ha-mavdil b'tfila, tzorich shi'avdil alakos. I mean, look, it starts off with saying that when you come in, you came into your house. Where'd you come into your house from? You came into your house basically from going to shul, right? And it's after Shabbos, and the norm is that you said correctly, Atachon Antanu, when you daven that Havdolah in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. And yet it takes for granted over here that you're going to need to make Havdolah when you come home. So then that means that you still have to say Havdolah on the coast. Shema Amina, Bracha Tu'unakos. You see from here also that it's taking for granted, even though that's a machlokas, but this Bryce is taking for granted that it's absolutely necessary to have that kos available for Birkat HaMazon. And that's why we're telling you to put off your Havdolah, because it's so important. Vishma Amina, you furthermore see that there's obviously a minimum amount that is necessary for that kos shel bracha. So Shema Amina kos shel bracha, Tzricha Shiur. I mean, this is a raya that it's got to be a minimum shiur. Now, we're going to see that minimum shiur is a Revius Halug, which we've spoken about many times, but we're going to get more into shiurim later on. But what that would mean is that if there was no shiur, so then fine, so take a smaller cup of wine. I mean, what's the big deal? What do you mean you only have enough wine for one kos? You mean you've reached the last molecule and now it is absolutely can't be split into two? Very unlikely. So, I mean, it must be that we're taking for granted that you don't have enough wine because there's a certain minimum of wine that you need for the kosher baracha. Fine. So then you see from here it needs a shear. Now, another thing that we learn from here is that you cannot make a bracha on the wine as a covet. In other words, you can't say, okay, look, I can't drink this wine now because I need it for Birkat HaMazon. So what I'll do is I'll make Havdolah, I'll say the Birkat HaYayin, And like, I don't need to drink it because I'm saying the Birkat HaYayin in order to be mechabed. I mean, is that the whole point? It's like a tekes, you know? It's kind of a ceremonial thing that you do. So you make a brocha on the wine in order to show the covet for Navdola. So let me do that. I'll make the brocha on the wine, and then I'll leave over all the wine, and we'll use it for the kos on Birkat HaMazon. Where does it say I have to drink it? So you see from here clearly that you absolutely must drink the wine. It doesn't really mean you must drink the wine, but somebody has got to drink that wine. Remember that we had even the Gemara that talks about if it's Yom Kippur, whether you could give that wine to a katan, and whether that would be the equivalent of someone drinking the wine. And we say, actually, you could, except that you're teaching him perhaps wrong things, because he'll get the message that you're supposed to actually make Kiddush on wine, and so on Yom Kippur. Okay, so we do learn from here that you must actually drink the wine. Tzorech, you need to tzorech shi'itom. Now, Shumam, you know, we also learn, because, I mean, I could taste the wine, I make a bracha, and I taste the wine, you know, and then I leave the rest over. So now we'll still have plenty of wine left over for Birkat HaMazon. But you see from here that if you taste the wine, that you destroy the rest of the wine and it's no longer usable for a bracha. That's called pogmo. Tamo pogmo. You tasted that wine, it's now like it has a balm, it's like a balmum, right? So it's pogum. It's no longer the kind of wine that we want to use. So we're obviously assuming that, well, when it says you don't have enough for two cups, it doesn't mean you don't have more than one cup. Maybe you have like one cup and a half. So, fine, drink the little bit extra that you've got, whatever it is. It's difficult to believe you have precisely a revias halug. So it must be that even if you would drink some of it, you wouldn't be able to use it for the next need, in this case for Birkat HaMazon, even if you don't have two cups. Because otherwise, what's the problem? And furthermore, Shema Amino, we learn another very important halacha, which is that somebody who eats before Havdalah, which the Braita is telling you is what you should do in this case, that somebody who eats before Havdalah is still allowed to say Havdalah on that night. We'll see that's a big machlokas later on, whether you need to wait until the next morning because you already killed the Havdalah Bizmanos. But this Bryce is saying, wait the 20 minutes that it takes to eat your Malav Malka, and then you're allowed to make, after your Birkat HaMazon, you'd be allowed to make on it the Havdalah. So apparently, even if you were Ta'am, you could still be Mavdil. And the eighth thing that we learn from here is Shmamina, rather, seventh thing we learn from here, Shmamina, Eimer Shtei Kedushot, that if you've only got one cup of wine, you're still allowed to use that cup of wine for two separate mitzvahs. One is the kos of Havdalah, and the other one is the kos of Birkas HaMazon, even though it's the same kos. So if you only have one kos, you could say two mitzvahs over it, which is what we answered earlier. Remember, we said if you don't have, so over there it's different, even though normally enosim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. And also you could see from here that this Braita can only be going according to Beit Shammai, because this Braita says that you make Borei Morei HaEish before you make the Borei Minei Besamim. And that is only true if you're going like Beit Shammai. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, it was Rabbi Yehuda who said, Lo nechluku Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, Ela legabe the question of whether Ma'or comes before the Besamim, where the Besamim comes before the Ma'or. But even though we said, because remember, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, everybody was made that you always say the Ma'or first. The reason that it can't be going according to Rabbi Meir is because according to Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is out of order. Because I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, you wouldn't have been able to do that in this order at all, because it says Birkas HaMazon comes first. It says Birkas HaMazon comes first, then that's not Rabbi Meir Shita. So if you hold both, that Birkas HaMazon comes first, and you also hold that the Maor comes from the Kesamim, so you're clearly going on Libra Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you have no choice but to say that this is going on Libra Beit Shammai, because according to Beit Hillel, the Besamim came first. Okay, gentlemen, that's a nice splash headlong into the deep waters of some of the Inyanim that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And hopefully we'll get a chance to review the halakha l'maaseh of all of these issues, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, as we continue our foray into Arvei Pesachim. All right, have a wonderful night, a wonderful week, and Hinei El Yeshua Si, Eftach V'Lavchad, looking forward to Eliyahu HaNavi. See you all very, very soon. Kol Tov.